Nasty but classy. Birkin bag me. Spend a couple thousands on my titties and my ass sheets. Get my feet.
What?
Cash at
me. Ow.
59 a grand bitch at me.
Ooh.
Where my bad bitches looking for
athlete.
Fashion Nova dress.
Okay. All right. Go on. Okay. Where they at?
I just seen 100 bottles coming from the back.
Oh, boom. What's up, y'all?
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day, because it's beautiful today.
Yes. Cheers to beautiful days.
Yes. I got my summer skin on.
Okay.
I am all brown.
Okay, got my do-rag on, you know.
I'll just be ratchet.
Yeah, I'm protecting my hair. The little bit of hair that I do get.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
And it's our first episode.
It is our first episode.
So welcome all. Except those that celebrated the 4th of July. Also, except the ones that are still yelling, All Lives Matter.
Yes.
Except the ones that are supporting Trump.
Yes, you are not welcome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you feel welcome. And quite frankly, what you can do is choke on a rock.
Yeah.
You can suck a dick. You could eat a cactus. You can also lick a spider's back for all I fucking care.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and lick it. I don't even know if the spiders have backs. But, bitch, lick it.
Well, I'm your host, August Alstina. And I am the host of Hear Me Out podcast on all streaming services. And all socials. I forgot for a second. Under This Is Hear Me Out.
I knew you were going to get there eventually. I was like,
I was like, who? Wait, what are we talking about again? But yeah. Who are you?
So I am Bad Bunny. That's who I'm going to be today. I'll be Bad
Bunny.
And I am the host of Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy. Just like Hear Me Out, available on all major podcast platforms. But we're here because our worlds kind of collided.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making a new podcast.
Bing, 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 bing. As you see, we got the bottle for our first episode.
Yeah.
We got the streamers. You know, it's all about theme and setting the whole vibe right.
There we go.
Skirt!
Skirt on the hose.
Okay. Skirt, skirt, but don't skeet on the hose.
I mean, that's a reward. I'm a hoe. I expect to be skeeted on. Like,
she's a slut. He's a hoe. He's a freak.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool. Not try to play the rush on you. That is Lil Kim because she got a crush on you. Ow. So you want to pop the bottle?
Oh, yeah. Let's pop this bottle.
Yes. So our first segment is bringing it to the table, where we bring things like drinks and weed and hookahs and conversations.
Yes.
So while I'm doing this.
Okay. So while you're doing that, first off, I want to say something. He's not going to acknowledge it himself.
What are you talking about?
But my friend here has accepted freedom for himself. And
this is
but I just want to acknowledge you for that you are out here living your independent life and taking
all my women who independent, throw your hands up at me. All my mamas who making papas. That's not the lyrics.
No. You know what? You went there, you did it, you got it.
Cheers. Well, thank you, friend.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you for that, friend.
You're welcome.
You know, we got to celebrate small wins.
Celebrate the journey.
Yes.
Like, we're getting to our goal, but celebrate the journey.
Yes.
Like, you talk about it. It's your life.
So, just this whole year in pandemic has just showed me. Like, one day I woke up and I tweeted, and I said this on the last episode of Hear Me Out podcast, but I'll say it again. I woke up and tweeted, I was like, it's so ghetto waking up and making somebody else's dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why? Why am I doing this? And, you know, I got my ducks in a row, took care of what I needed to do at work to set myself up for the now moment.
Quack, quack.
Quack. And that's just being bold and taking risk and believing in yourself. I'm hoping that this lasts forever and I can just do what I'm actually manifesting. You know, the word manifesting has just been all over social media lately. And it's almost like the word essential. I don't want to see it anymore.
Well, let's talk about manifesting for a second. Let's talk about
We're going to talk about it in a positive way, but...
Because let's talk about manifest. When you manifest something, you have taken whatever it is that could be that hard, maybe, milestone, and you've made it into something legitimate and real.
Yes.
Manifest your destiny. I'm not mad at that.
So if you're wondering, what I'm doing is I'm going to be a full-time podcaster and blogger and just take a chance. I have some dope things coming up in the future that I just need. I needed to separate like the 9 to 5 and my creativity, because going to work every day and then coming home and staying up late and then you're tired and then it's a cycle. I was like, okay, so we cannot do that.
There you go.
But let's remove this. Let's work as hard as we can. Get this shit up and running. So I already have the blueprint. It's all about applying it.
You better have the motherfucking blueprint.
Okay. Jay-Z.
Look. That's a bomb ass album.
Ah.
Amazing.
Jay-Z.
Can we talk about it? I love rap. It is just in my soul. It's in my spirit. I can't rap. I may have a few bars here and there, just inconsequential. But you give me a good album like the blueprint, and I was in heaven. I was in heaven. Everything was beautiful about it. Everything just set great. Mm.
Speaking of Jay-Z, his counterpartner or ex-counterpartner, I love his album, The Sweet Life of Sam Papo.
Okay.
Fucking amazing album.
It is a great album.
Like,
I can't lie about that. It's a great album.
I can listen to that to beginning to end. A nice blunt on the road, friend.
No, see, I can't listen to that one beginning to end.
Where you got to, like, stop in the middle?
Yeah, I kind of like that, because once you get to the middle of the album, the songs kind of turn into, like, a mushy part of a grilled cheese sandwich that you're trying to just muscle through, when as opposed to where you could just cut off the mushy part and eat the crust.
Hello.
Which, that's what it was really good. Like, the crust of the album, delish. The center of it, I think that's when we got into the MAGA era, and I was like, no, we're just going to cut around that and take that out. So...
We're just gonna eat the crust.
Yes.
We're just gonna have that.
Not a fan of the gospel music, don't do it. Mm.
I did like the first gospel song. No. Okay.
You can miss me on that. No, you talk about it because you liked it. You can miss me on that.
I liked it. We on ultra light beam, we on ultra light beam. This is a God's dream, God's dream. That is actually on my blessed and highly favored playlist. Or church on Sunday.
Tell the girls about your playlist then.
Okay, so let me tell you. So
tell the girls about it.
So we did it. So we've been doing really good on self-care days. So we've been doing all of our awareness during the week, promoting and signing pensions and doing all the other shit. So on the weekends, we can just relax. Mm-hmm. So last weekend, we were going to go visit a friend. They got a hotel room. And I was like, hey, if you guys aren't busy, just come up and just spend some time with me. Let's just have some friendship moments.
I see you, girl. You know who you are. You know.
But it was just really low-key. It was like no plans were made. We were just going along with the wind. Oh, you see what I did there? Kenya Moore.
I see it.
Oh, you know who Kenya is?
Yes, I do know who Kenya is. The girl watched one season of Real Housewives. So I know everything now. Because these hoes don't keep no business secret.
Bitch, what? So we did that, and then, so we were leaving Sunday. I was like, hey, friend, let's get up and just get back to the Rock around X amount of time. So I got up, got in the shower, did everything, and every Sunday I play my gospel music, and I thought it was on low enough for me just to hear in the bathroom, but these niggas was up jamming to the music. They was like, so you do a whole praise and worship? I was like, it's Sunday. They was like, but you don't go to church. I was like, nope. It's a whole moment for me in the shower just mm-hmm. to talk to the good Lord and the universe.
And wash your sins away.
Okay. That was like, you know, a whole mood. I was like, hey, you know, I am ratchet. I talk my shit, but also gotta praise the universe and the good Lord above. So
there you go. So now, your version of low, I need you to understand what low is. Okay, so low is like, oh, hey, so what's going on? Like, I don't know if y'all could hear it on camera, but I was talking, but it was low. Your version of low? We're blessing, city!
Was it loud?
It was loud.
Oh,
that was not low. But I wasn't mad at it because we was jamming out there, so.
My bad. So this is also why I get my own hotel room when I travel with people. Because sometimes I just be thinking I'd be quiet and tiptoeing around. But, you know, if you have a good friend like AJ that likes to sleep and don't get interrupted, it'll probably be a bad idea for me to think that I'm tiptoeing around.
I wasn't rude, though.
No, you wasn't. No. And that was a warning.
I wasn't rude.
He gave me a really good warning, so. Yeah.
All I said was nigga. That was it.
And y'all know, so, like, in a hotel, so the bathroom is always to the side of the room. So as soon as I pulled the arm thing and the door opened, they both was like, nigga. I was like, what? They was like, so we like your playlist, but you gotta be so loud though. I was like, my bad. I worked.
It was worth it. You gave me a dose.
I mean, it could have been Cardi B. Just real ratchet.
And then we might have came into the bathroom and be like, oh bitch, you in the shower. Shut up. And just be twerking in the mirror.
Give me this goddamn phone. Yeah, so.
Which we have a little snippet. So I'm gonna post from that weekend. Friend doesn't know what I'm gonna post.
I do.
But
he's in charge of that.
Yeah, it might be a little embarrassing, but I'm all for it. Okay, friend.
But yes. I also wanna bring you to the table. Good friend. We've known each other like 9 months. It's been 9 months since you went away. You left without words, nothing to say.
I know that song.
Amanda Perez, Angel.
Yes. Okay.
Bitch, what? Talk about studs and long fucking gorgeous hair. You know, we gotta start respecting our black queens a little bit more.
I love black queens. I love black women. Because you know what?
Society, they're original.
Right. Society would not exist if it wasn't for the black woman. She will have you together, prepared, and laid without any effort and won't complain because she knows she has all the power. And we don't give black women that much acknowledgement. They need to be acknowledged for every great thing that they do. Because you know what? Society would not exist without you. Let's just be real about it. Because niggas ain't shit. And men think like idiots most of the time. So, just saying.
Thank you, black woman.
Yes.
Keep it up. Speaking of that, not just black women, but... I'm supposed to be talking about you. We'll bring it back. Okay, now, ladies. Yeah. No, for just being an amazing person. We've been friends for about 9 months, and I've just seen growth in you and in our friendship, and I'm just thankful just to have like another Gemfo friend. No, it really worked in my head. I was trying to say like Gemfo,
like I like it.
Let's keep it going.
Welcome back to that. I like it.
But and I was like, yeah, so if anybody fuck with you, they fuck with me. And I'm not talking about in like a good, well, not in a good way, because some there just has to be a line sometimes.
If he don't like her, I don't like her.
Hello.
I'm just gonna be clear about it. You'd be like, oh, why do y'all like me? Because my friend don't like you. I can't be around with you, girl. Bye.
We literally had a conversation. I was like, friend, let me tell you about X, Y, and Z. Wait, do you not like them anymore? I was like, I don't. Okay, so no need for this story. Thank you so much. But yeah, so we don't like them.
Yeah. And I'm going to say some petty shit because I don't know them. So I'm like, that old big-headed bitch. Like, just something.
Oh, dirty draw, have it as.
You ain't washed your socks in Sunday,
why
bitch.
Why you got a hole in the front of your sock by the toe? Okay. That got to be real annoying.
We need to talk about that. That is a turn off for me. Any man out there who's trying to talk to me, don't come to me with holes in your socks.
Mm-mm.
Of all things, holes in your socks. The things that are protected by your shoes, like girl bike. What are you walking on, Coles? We need to get back on topic. Because I clean went off topic.
No, I just want to say thank you for just being a great individual and human being and co-host and friend. And
Sit down, be humble.
Sit down,
bitch, be humble.
Sit down, bitch, be humble. But, black businesses. I love all this support.
I want to just give a shout out to all my black people out there who said yesterday was blackout motherfucking Tuesday and did not spend money.
I didn't even realize that I spent $5. Mm-hmm. But I was sending shit out. But then after that, I was like, oh, I wasn't supposed to spend any money. But that's only $5.
So sometimes you have to spend, which is necessary. And unfortunately, some of our institutions where we have to spend are only white owned. So as more black ownership comes into play, start spending your money more on black businesses, which you already do.
Yes.
I am going to give them a shout out, and I shout them out all the time. Minted Cosmetics.
Yes, you mentioned them before.
M-E-N-T-E-D.
Cheers to Minted.
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 Minted Cosmetics. Black owned cosmetics company that is just doing so many things. And I'm going to shout y'all out because you put my representation in your ads. Cisgendered black men, full beards and everything, wearing lip gloss, lipstick, mascara, foundation, concealer, color corrector, all these things. And you said, we're happy to have you as a part of our community because you are a part of what it is to be black.
Question, is it just makeup or is it skincare and everything else?
So there's skincare and everything else.
Oh, bitch, you should have started there.
Well, makeup is skincare.
Yes. Oh, I've been looking. So as you know, like we're both working on transitioning our home into more blackness, energy and positivity. So that's great. Because right now I'm actually been barefaced and just been doing like the soap and water thing for like 3 weeks.
Your skin's looking healthy.
So I need to get back into the skincare routine. So thank you.
Yes.
Maybe we can do a look. What do they call it on Instagram or like YouTube where they open the box on camera and like get really excited and do reviews?
Oh, that right there. Yeah, we'll work on it. Do like, I would love to do like a little hood makeup tutorial. We could do it.
With trap music in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's okay. What we're doing it for. We'll do some face masks too so you can see the skincare routine because I wear makeup. I like makeup. I do it whenever I'm in whatever spectrum I'm on. Which when I say spectrum, just to define it, friend, what are your pronouns?
That nigga. What are yours?
They, them, and theirs.
Oh, that's what she meant.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. I am he, him, and they, and them. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still learning.
So, that is possible.
I don't mind being like they, them. Like, it's just... I don't mind. I also don't mind being called bitch and girl and shit, but like when you are directly speaking to me, please use he or his.
He, his, or him.
When it's a serious conversation. But if we at the bar like, girl, let me tell you about what happened.
Oh, bitch.
See, you know what? Breaking down the different terminology and lingos.
There you go. That's all
I ask. And don't use the F word around me.
Yeah, that's a quick way for you to get popped around me. I'm just not a supporter of the F word.
Yeah.
I mean, I have used it and use it in certain scenarios, but when I use the F word, I'm typically talking about people riding Harley Davidson motorcycles that are just super motherfucking loud for no reason. You're disrupting my brunch outside. I'm sorry.
When I use mine, it's just normally in songs.
Okay.
So it has like no meaning for me. It's just one of those things. Like, oh, I say it, but I'm just like, oh, it's another filler.
Right. I see it.
So, yeah.
All right. So let's explain to the girls how this works, because we're also going to do an icebreaker before we get started. You know, let's do our icebreaker first.
Okay.
All right. So the icebreaker that I am bringing today, it's going to be this. What is your most favorite thing to do when you are on vacation by yourself?
Oh, bitch. First of all, it's been so long. So, I'm going to give you like a 2-minute weekend idea.
Okay.
I love road trips, so I go between like a playlist and a podcast. So, like the podcast for me is like a commercial break as like a Marco radio station in its head. And then sometimes I just turn it off and just think about life. Go check in. Brunch is mandatory no matter where I go.
Okay.
More places are becoming unlimited mimosas. I do prefer those restaurants. So if there are any Black-owned restaurants, tag them. I would love to go try them out and give reviews. Even if they're not unlimited mimosas, I still want to try it out because I love food and I love brunch. So, brunch. I want to start getting massages. Okay. Like, I want to, like, leave my phone and everything in the room and, like, walk for, like, 4 hours. Want to do that. And I love hiking. Hiking is a must. I like to hike 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, as you know, I've been waking up at 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Today I went to go run. I ran 2.64 miles.
Okay.
And I was like, I feel like I'm ahead of the world now. Came back home, it was 6:30. Uh-huh. Started sending emails and doing shit. I was like, oh, it's nap time.
Which I saw your outdoor office, by the way.
Yes.
Which was real cute. I was like, oh, this bitch sitting on the hills but doing work.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, so brunch, hiking, and just a long time away from like the whole thing.
Okay.
And obviously weed and drinks come with all that, but if those are the activities, brunch, weed, and just like, or what am I saying? Brunch, hikes.
With weed.
With weed. And just like a moment of just silence of probably just an hour, maybe read a book or something.
Okay.
So.
I see you.
And yours?
On vacation, when I'm by myself, my favorite thing to do is to wake up in the morning, probably about 10, 11-ish. That's early for me. I typically don't wake up until 2. But, you know, waking up around 10, 11, and I go to a coffee shop by myself that's in the middle of the city or town or wherever I am, and I will sit at a table with maybe a book, a newspaper or something, and I just people watch.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that is the most relaxing thing for me. And then I create stories for these people's lives as they are at the coffee shop or maybe they're walking by. Like, maybe I'll come to the coffee shop and I'll see a girl who's sitting down at a table across from me and she keeps looking at her phone. So I'm like, oh, okay.
That's what the fuck she texting?
I'm just like, oh, that's Jennifer. She's waiting for her friends to meet her here. But, of course, she got friends that are like me, so they don't show up until about an hour after the meeting time that was set. And she was just there prompting early. So now she's feeling herself and she's on one of the dating apps talking to a man named Brandon. And Brandon's like, oh, I'm gonna come through and I'm gonna meet you. So now she's checking her phone like, shit, he's on his way. Where are these girls at? So they don't try to press him when they see him sitting at the table. Hmm. I know, I create a whole story.
No, I love people watching. That's one, we've been to brunch before and we don't even talk about shit. We just be making up shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great.
I'm all about it. That's literally my favorite thing to do. Just in
look
a
at you.
Boom.
Making up stories about niggas' lives.
What?
Can I also bring to the table that we are drinking champagne out of a red cup? I feel like we are at a cookout.
You know, I like that.
Because, you know, the uncles always got to bring champagne. They'd be like, y'all want some? And it'd be like a little drop for everybody. Because it'd be like 20 niggas there.
Well, see, that's the thing.
And then uncle get the rest. It's like.
So this will happen. The uncle comes past. He's like, okay, I'm going to give everybody a little champagne. Bump, bump, bump. And then they carry the bottle away like this and just be sipping from it for the rest of the cookout. That's
the
me.
Same ass bottle, same spit and everything.
They not give anybody else anything else. Mm. So it's just theirs now, just like, mm.
They gonna jump on the space table and put this right next to.
Like as they cut. They gonna sit it right down like as they cut. And everyone will be like, oh, we gonna share now. This is mine. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Hey.
You know where they got drinks at? In the red cooler over there. The one that says the kids can't go in it.
Do you? Being an uncle is really amazing. I love it.
I love being an uncle.
I'm everyone's favorite uncle, I like to think.
I'm the dunkle, that's the gay uncle, and I just enjoy it. My nephews, my niece, love those little ones to death. So those are my children at this point. Like, your parents just happen to biologically have you, but you're my children. Mm. Okay. I like it. All right, friend, explain how our show is going to go.
All right, so we have 3 segments. We have bringing to the table where we do catch ups, things we learn, things we want to talk about and shit. And it's time for us to just sip and smoke and just be niggas being niggas. And now we have a segment called Who Wants to Smoke?
Yes.
Where we rant, or if it's more of an in-depth conversation, which I have a really good one today. And we just learn and understand each other from two different lenses. But again, one thing that AJ and I learned early in our friendship, not together, but just talking about it amongst conversations, is that you can be friends with all type of people and talk about different scenarios and experiences through life. I don't have to agree with you.
Right.
But as long as I understand you.
Right.
And that's who made you are. So who am I to tell you, oh, you wrong for thinking that way? Now, I'm not saying every topic.
Because there's some things that clearly you're wrong on.
I'm talking about, like, just normal shit.
Right.
I'm not talking about politics or...
Like, if it's something like, okay, if you were to tell me the sky is blue. And I'm like, no, the sky is not actually blue. It's just the reflection of the sunlight off the atmosphere of the earth that we see that makes it look blue. We can disagree there because you see blue when you look up. I see it. But when it's something like, oh, well, they didn't get shot by the police, when it's like, wait, no, clearly we see the video, they got shot by the police, that's when you're just wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you as you. I'm saying
people
are saying that dumb shit out there. You're wrong.
Yeah, I had to stop talking to a few people once they told me I'm happy for the July and shit. Not stop talk, blah, 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 blah. Not stop talking to them, but just, like, correct them in their, like, tracks. Uh-huh. Black, white, Puerto Rican, and everybody who texted me. It was only, like, three people, but still, yeah. Like.
That's why I had to make the post. Don't ask me if I'm celebrating the 4th. Mm-hmm. It is not truly a day of liberty or freedom until all Black Lives Matter. I'm not for it. Not for it.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
It's just learning about your friends and wanting to learn and grow from them, so.
I'm here for it.
That is what the smoke is. Mm-hmm. And then we have the final call. So that's basically self-explanatory. If you've been to a bar, for those niggas that have not been to a bar, mm-hmm. Lights come on. We have our last final say-sos. Leave with positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. This, that, and the third. Talk some shit. We might sing. We might do this, that, and the 4th.
Yes. I'm going to give all of my people out there, male, female, non-binary, however you identify. Last call at a club is dangerous. Mm. Because this is the point when you've been dancing or talking to that person all night and the big lights are about to come on. You don't have that cute little club lighting anymore where it's like, oh, yeah. No, now you got that light that's in your face to show everything. So before our final last call at the club, I suggest that you go home and maybe rub one out, get out that energy. So that way when you come back to the club and you go back to talking to that person you've been talking to all night, you can think with a clear head, was it just the hormones or is it, I really want to take you home?
Right field, y'all.
I'm just saying. I'm always going to give you a gem. It could be from right field, left field. What's the one that they call in the baseball? Side field?
Home run? Yeah.
Okay.
There's no side field. Oh, it's left field, right field, center field.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Wait, there's first base, second base, third base.
I don't know.
Pitcher.
You're talking about things I don't know about.
Okay, so. He doesn't know. See, I know, like, a little bit of sports. I did not. Did I play baseball? No, I played football. I played baseball, like, at the park with the neighborhood, mm-hmm. like, friends, but, like, nothing too serious. But I did do football for a little bit, and I ran track. Yeah, but don't ask me about any other sports because I won't know. So upset that the Olympics are not happening this year.
Yeah, it sucks that they're not happening.
You want to go to the Olympics again?
Oh, I totally want to.
Oh, yeah, we can plan that.
I want to go to the Olympics because I heard that in Olympic Village, it's kind of just like a free-for-all. Here for it.
Where's the application?
Yeah, I'll sign up for competitive race walking. I'm here for it.
What? Okay. I'll sign up for stand there and look good. Who are you talking about?
That's not Olympic event.
Mm-hmm. At the club. The after party?
Oh, you doing the club Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, club Olympics.
See, the Olympics is where you go sightsee. You're like window shopping. You're like, okay, cute. Like, you there for a purpose, you but you're not there for the purpose.
If you're one of the people sometimes, and I am one of them.
You know, I just might be like, hey, so do you need a drink? Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'll be right back.
Hang on, you need this Gatorade? Just get on your knees. I'm going to just pour it right in your mouth.
All right.
Social distancing.
You know what?
Coronavirus. You don't want them touching the bottle.
That's what I
see. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Who's stirring us off today?
Yes. Before we do that, we're going to take this shot.
Oh, we do have to take a shot. All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right. So, y'all, we're taking a shot. You know when you take a shot, you need to cheers to something.
Yes.
So, my cheers to this shot is happy first episode.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My cheers... Am I saying that right?
Yeah, cheers. You're doing it. Cheers, this is.
Don't you hate when words sound weird and you gotta keep saying it? You'd be like, no, okay. So it is a weird word. It's just a greatness in the future.
All right.
So yeah.
Here we
cheers
go.
Up. We cheers up. We gotta come. It's a hot boy summer. We're hella bitch.
He didn't need to be on this track, but it's still a bop.
Yeah, I really want to know what the original version sounded like without Nicki.
Yes.
Like, I'm really curious.
Right.
And I know, like, it was still a bop.
Yes.
But, like, I just want to know.
Like, Megan.
I want to get to know you.
If I ever get to meet you, Megan, I am going to cry. And I'm going to ask for a hug. Because I think you're amazing. Wasn't a fan, probably the biggest fan of Hot Girl Summer. Because that came out right after Cash It. And Cash It was like a summer bop to me. Like,
yeah, you could have saved that one for this one since it's opening up again.
Right.
But we also didn't know that all this shit was going to happen. I don't know. I don't do this shit.
Look, I mean, this is just a bop for this summer. Yes. Like, this summer in the car, wherever.
On the car, too, bitch. Yo. At the car wash?
Look, you know what they call that? Slip and slide. Because I'm going to get sprayed by the water.
Okay. All right, y'all.
You're just not going to show us like that? That's how you feel? All
right, y'all. So we back with... Who wants the smoke?
All of it. I'm going to figure you out. But that means you got to go first.
This is okay. So, I wanted to bring, like, an interesting conversation to the smoke and dissect it. So I recently watched August Alsina's interview with Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club 1-3. And I thought it was very interesting. First of all, I love him. I gained more respect for him. I did not know he came out with a documentary, so I will be watching that and be talking about it on the next episode.
I guess I'm going to watch it.
But I've always loved his music. But to bring the smoke a little bit, and then we'll dissect to the part that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Is, I hate how, like, when there's a black male being very vulnerable online and, you know, expressing his feelings, the black community only takes that one little piece of a whole hour interview and make that a whole topic.
Yes.
Which it was not.
Yes.
It was like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I respect him and I love him for just being vulnerable and sharing his story. I did not know that he had all those family problems going on, and the fact that he did this documentary was to share his voice with the world and hopefully inspire. And I was like, that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're literally having a conversation, recording, and gonna put this on the world and hopefully inspire some people.
You
know,
Frey, you just checked me. What? You really did, you just checked me. Because as soon as you mentioned August Alsina, I've only gone off the instant gratification of social media that you get. I was like, oh God, I don't wanna hear his name, I don't wanna talk about it. But honestly, he's doing the same thing that we're doing, like you said. He's putting his life out there, his opinions, his thoughts, his experiences. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, this is what I've been through. And yes, the 5 minutes that has stuck out in everybody's goddamn mind is the only thing we're talking about. But we're not talking about the fact that he was vulnerable and was like, hey, this is my life. And I'm pretty sure other men, especially cisgender black men, could relate to this.
And I don't even think, like, the 5 minutes that he spoke about it was, like, even that big of a deal. All, like, don't quote me, I'm paraphrasing. Paraphrasing, right?
Paraphrasing.
Paraphrasing. I was gonna get there, sorry.
You got it.
But, how he was like, you know, like, that situation is where I gave my all. And that's when I loved it the most. That's when I loved my life. That's when I knew I was really being myself. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there like, damn. Like, I wonder how many of us in the world don't experience that.
Yeah.
Because we're hopping from this to that to the third and doing X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And no disrespect to anybody, but I'm just like thinking like, that must be an amazing feeling. Like, giving your all to one person and that person being happy. And I respect him for just being vulnerable and, like, sharing that. And he never said anything negative about the Smith family or anything. Mm-hmm. And also, Jada is going to bring herself to the table, too. So I'm very interested to see what she's going to say.
Yeah.
Like, the Smith family has never done anything wrong to me.
Right.
They've only respected themselves. They stood behind what they said. They love their kids. And that is what I look for in a family.
Right.
And if that works for them, it works for them.
Right.
And I'm all for it.
I'm here for it.
Like, I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they didn't pay, like, hey, so if we give you $100,000, don't talk about this. We know you went on the interview. What? Like.
You know what? I'm not mad at that. At all.
Like, I love it. He did have hair like Keisha Cole. But he is still sexy. And why did he have 3 watches on?
So,
Was he tracking every time zone?
I don't understand August Alsina's fashion. I don't understand it. I've never
understood it. It reminds me of A1 from Love and Hip Hop.
Yes, but actually, somebody I can tolerate. Because I am not a fan of A1 from Love and Hip Hop. I don't even like A1 on steak.
Question.
A1 sauce. Disgusting.
And I hate having this conversation, but do you think he's
part of the family?
Yeah.
No.
He's just expressing himself.
He's just expressing himself, and you know what? This is going to lead to something that I do want to talk about in a form of just because you express yourself through different hair colors, different fashions, that does not make you gay or queer or queer adjacent in any way, shape, or form. Growing up in a black family, being a part of a black family, a lot of the times you hear, like, oh no, men can't do this, men can't wear this, man can't have this, which is like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
It's just clothing, hair dyes.
Young Thug.
Right, hair colors.
I love Young Thug.
Now, I've never really listened to his music, so I don't
know. Oh, his album, Jeffrey?
Is about?
Let me tell you, beginning to end.
Okay, I'm actually
and like. A good smoking album.
Okay.
When we go on a road trip, I'll play it.
You have to, because I haven't listened to, like, Young Thug. I haven't listened to, like, 21 Savage.
Another good one. Yes, like, another good one. Did you know that he was, he opened... Oh, I have it. Hold on. Keep going. So, okay. Let me find it.
So, well, my point just to get to is the clothing, the fashion accessories, the haircuts, the hair dye, whatever, does not make the man and does not make his sexuality or his gender... Whatever it is. So, like, August Alsina, yeah, I was not a fan of your hair. I just don't think it looked good for the style you were representing in your interview.
Mm-hmm.
But also, that doesn't make you gay, the fact that you have different color hair. It's just hair color. Who cares?
If I had hair, I would want to dye my hair.
Dyeing your hair is kind of fun.
I think it's pretty dope.
I'm trying something out for this podcast, a little bit new, this little blonde streak in my beard.
I think it's pretty dope.
I wanted to actually get it to gray. Because I want to see what my beard would look like if it was gray.
You know who I think is fine? What a gray beard. Who? Peter Thompson.
Oh, my God.
He can be, Daddy. Daddy, can you be my daddy? Daddy, I need a daddy. Daddy, come and make it rain down on me.
Peter, if I ever get in
and
the car
Cynthia
with you,
is bomb as fuck too.
Cynthia's not bad. She's not bad.
Like if they needed like a young sugar baby to be in their bedroom, let me
I let her peg me. I would be all about it. Peter, you know, keep that color in your beard. Yes, Daddy, please.
Because you want to paint it all white.
Oh no. If you ever get in the car with me, Peter, you can be like, oh, what did you spill? I hear water dropping. Then nothing
spilled. Nasty but classy.
A Birkin bag me.
Spend a couple thousands on my titties and my ass cheeks.
I know Cynthia got you them checks, bitch. So you can pay my rent for the next month, bitch.
Marco D on the fucking beat. Oh, I want your cash and your credit card number. Oh, oh. Oh, we buying shoes and fucking jackets. Ow.
Yes. Gotcha. So don't cash at me. Just add me to the joint bank account and I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Megan said it the best. I want that cash shit. Like, that's all.
I was waiting for the rest of it.
No.
I was waiting for the rest of it.
Like, I love those words. And she says it at the beginning. If you think about it, like when the first bar dropped, that's what she says.
Uh-huh.
I'm on that cash shit. And like, again, so let me go back to 21 Savage and then I move on to City Girls.
Okay.
21 Savage is launching a free online financial literacy program for teens during the COVID-19 pandemic. Like, 21 Savage, thank you.
Yeah.
Because this nigga's like you that have dreams for these niggas behind me. Because I didn't have this when I was growing up. Like, we talked about money, like, a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we never talked about how to invest it and what type of accounts to open. And if we want to start a business, the fees and shit. And the LLCs. And even us doing this podcast. Like, we talk about having businesses and making it more than just the audio. And just mm-hmm. putting it out to the world and making another brand. So, 21 Savage, thank you. You a real one. I don't care what they say about you, but you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in your bank account. Ooh, in your bank account.
Hey.
Ooh, in your bank account.
I'm
ooh,
not mad at
that. In your
it.
Bank account. I'll send that to you. That's a song.
Please send it to me because I didn't know that was a song.
Yeah,
but it's about already.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Okay. So, I am going to bring a little smoke, but this isn't bad smoke for the person. It's more to the reaction to the community of people who've been reacting to
mm-hmm.
it. Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny is officially the first person to grace the cover of online Playboy who is non-gender conforming. And I'm going to say it that way. Now, I do not know specifically how Bad Bunny
is. Bad Bunny the nigga that is Latino?
Yes.
He's the one Latino. That did a song with Cardi B?
Yep, did a song with Cardi
B. So he is what?
So I'm going to say he's non-gender conforming and because...
Can you break that down?
So non-gender conforming would be somebody who doesn't fit into the guidelines of just male or female or cis male or cis female. He is not transgender. They. And when I use the pronouns, I'm going to use they because I don't know fully how Bad Baby identifies. But Bad Baby took a bold move earlier on in his career this year and went and did a full video in drag, rapping his
ass off. I remember that.
Right, and it was amazing. And now they are on the cover of Playboy. Think about that. Playboy, now they are not naked on the cover,
mm-hmm.
but on the cover is Bad Bunny, which is a milestone in itself. And I just think it's amazing.
July
issue. It's so great.
Sorry.
Actually, let me look at the issue.
Well, let me chime in.
So I just, go ahead. No, go ahead.
First of all, I think it's fucking amazing. Uh-huh. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. So great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is what Fresh is about. I will be buying that magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I actually first discovered Bad Bunny when he did the song with Cardi B, and I thought that was a great collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Not even knowing the fact that he did all that shit, but the fact that they both can rap English and Spanish and bring in two cultures together.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I like it like that. Hey, and That's one of my favorite songs. I learned that song on purpose. It has a bop. It has made me Google Spanish words. Uh-huh. And I realized, like, some of the words that Cardi are saying is just relevant to English. It's just Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like, don't quote me, but she said something with, like, hot sauce or something along the lines of hot. And I was like, oh, let me Google that. It's like, oh, she rapping about hot sauce. I was like, what? This bitch can rap about hot sauce? Like, bars. And I'm not talking about citizens. But yeah, I think it's great. So shout out to you, Bad Bunny, for just doing dope shit.
Right.
Like.
Now, the cover itself, and this, the cover is what gets me. So the cover itself, this is the cover.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to post it on the socials so that way y'all can see. If you have not seen it, it's on Twitter.
Oh, he got nails on.
But
oh, he looks good.
Bad Bunny, and the way that the CNN article, they use the pronouns of he, him, and his in the pronouns of the article. Again, I don't know how Bad Bunny identifies, so I'm going to use they for this purpose.
To be safe.
But on the cover, they not only have scruff and the identifiers of masculine tendencies or masculine features, but also have a full set of nails, which I love.
And he got like diamonds on his, oh yeah, he got a diamond on his teeth and his lips and shit.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he's doing it. I like him.
Yeah.
I think shit like that also needs to be represented in the Black community.
Right.
Because as we both know that we're going through a race war and a pandemic, and I'm not saying that I want straight men to just go out of their comfort zone to do all this shit for us, but like, own your dopeness.
Right.
Like, we have talked about this many of times.
Right.
Own your dopeness.
Right. I just want to be honest, cis hetero Black men in our community often attack transgender Black women, transgender Black men. They attack them because they're just living their life. Mm-hmm. And it's not every cishet Black man that's doing this, but there is a majority of violence that happens in the spectrum. And we just want you to know, and somebody as myself who identifies as non-conforming, I am GNC, gender non-conforming, because I go by they, them, I'm still a person. I'm not a clown. I'm not out here being crazy. I'm not out here doing this for likes. I'm not out here doing this for shock value. Maybe I want to throw on a cute little dress to have my full beard, makeup, and everything done. That's just me. That is my expression of who I am.
And that's one thing I love about you. Like, I've had friends do drag and still be themselves, but like, we'll go out and I'm like, hey friend, so we going out tonight, X, Y, and Z. And, like, in no disrespect in any form, but, like, I'll just show up. I'm like, oh, bitch, you got a dress on tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, we out here doing it, but it's nothing negative.
Right.
This is my friend. This is how he wants to express himself. And that is perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't like her, we don't like her.
Exactly.
And as soon as he put these heels on, he can take them off and become a nigga.
Right.
But it's just wearing so many different hats and expressing yourself and owning yourself.
Right.
And I think it's dope.
Thank you, everybody.
Like I don't know. I think it's dope. Like, you know, I'm a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the commercialization of it, but like for the creativity of it.
Right.
And was that actually a word?
You said it's a word.
Oh. But just like people being able to express themselves and be who they are. Like, I want to go to a country or a world where when you walk down the street, there's just people of all walks of life expressing themselves on the outside versus inside and in behind closed doors with their close friends.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's dope. I don't know where that world is. But hopefully it's in Wakanda, because that's the only place I actually really plan on going.
I'm going to watch Black Panther tonight, just because I love Black Panther. Wakanda.
And shout out to Kendrick Lamar for producing that whole album
too. It was very good.
I watched Black Panther just because.
Yeah.
Like, I already know what's gonna happen, but like, I can sit there and work on some shit on the computer, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh wait, oh, this is the good part.
Right. I just need like, to representation is a thing. Right. Like, it's like, okay, for the longest, when we were watching superheroes, and y'all are going to pick it up as you watch more of the episodes, I am a comic book nerd, mm-hmm. and I am a gamer. But we don't see ourselves represented in the spectrum of people who can be heroes. We don't see ourselves represented in the spectrum of people who go through shit in a video game. We're typically just the ancillary character or an NPC, which I know you don't know what that means, non-playable character. But now it's like, no, bitch, we're here. We've been here. We've been helping you throughout these games as the assisted partner. But now we have a voice and we have a spectrum. And I love it. All for it.
I love it. So I am not a gamer. But another win that I have this week, I actually purchased a computer. Mm-hmm. So I've been downloading games and...
you about to be a gamer.
And like, I became a motherfucking DJ. Like, I'm still like getting to know the works and shit. Uh-huh. But like, I was like, oh, this is what niggas do all day. What? Make a beat and just throw down some bars. Look, it's over for you niggas.
So I'm just saying, when you play at Aria, the girl's gonna be there dancing in the middle of the floor.
You got VIP tickets. You are in the back.
I'm gonna be up on stage with you.
You are in the back, and then my good old manager, Oswaldo.
Oswaldo. Yeah. Okay. Oswaldo.
He's gonna be like, yeah. So Marco the Prince is ready. Mm-hmm. So just go get your seats. You need a refill. Okay. So mm-hmm. fill you up. Okay. So he'll be out in 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm here
and
for
you're
it.
Front row.
I'm here for
probably
it.
Not front row because I hate front row seats because they can never see you. But like middle seats, so you can blend in with everybody. And then when it's your time to leave, you're like, excuse me, girl. Excuse me. No.
Oh,
actually have to go. They're waiting.
I'm going up to the stage.
Yeah.
Hurry up. I'm going to the stage. And then I just show my ID to security.
And I need you to give me walk.
Oh, you know.
Have you watched Legendary?
So yes. I watched it. Can I say I cried?
Erica, not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I loved your story. Your story is so inspirational. You have been my main house since episode 2. I think that's when we agreed to like pick favorite houses. And I love your creativity. I love how you own it. I love how you bring everybody's niche pick and idea into the house of Lone. Like, and you, what did you say? And what did you say?
London.
And what did you say?
LA, London. Hey. LA, London. 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 Hey, London. Great house.
No, but I feel it. I feel it through the TV. Uh-huh. And like, I know there's so many cuts and edits, and like, y'all always doing this probably for like 3-4 months or however fucking long it took y'all, but like, I don't even see the edits in the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fucking amazing. So. I'm hoping y'all go to the top, y'all win this shit, and I hope that I meet you one day.
So let's,
and the whole family. Like, you guys are so dope.
So let's talk about it. We have Escada, mm-hmm. Lanvin, Balmain, and Gucci right now.
So my top three are still in the running, uh-huh. which, as happy as I am, I mean, only one can win.
That's true.
Are your tops?
So one of my tops have been eliminated. My Ebonies, I'm sorry that you are gone. Heart for you. Ninja, you're gone. My heart is for you. Right now, Jarrell, you already know you got my vote.
House of Gucci.
House of Gorgeous Gucci.
Gorgeous Gucci, my bad time.
It's just,
gorgeous, don't forget the G. Wait. It's double G.
You got my vote right now. Just keep going with the same energy.
Jarrell, you got this. You are actually one of my tops. Mm-hmm. Top houses. but it's gorgeous house of Gorgeous House of Gucci, The House of Laban, and The House of Balmain.
Okay.
Balmain.
Did I say it right? Balmain. Did you say it right?
And to be fair, all four of you guys are like dope as hell. Mm-hmm. Just like those are my top three. And I am really scared to see what's gonna fucking happen.
I know like that. I'm gonna cry. This next
can
episode.
Can we watch it together? Can we do a.
Yeah,
we should do
a little viewing party?
Yeah, a little viewing party.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Yes.
I'm here for it. I love it. It is so great to see so many queer people of color won on television. Mm-hmm. It's also great to see ballroom represented as what ballroom really embodies on television. And yeah, there have been some problematic things that have come out through gay media or queer media when it comes to just representation. But this is one of those moments where HBO, my hat is off to you. You're giving a platform fully to something that's integral, at least into my own life, being a queer person of color. Like, it's amazing.
And I also think it's dope that you guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody on the internet, that you guys never put out a statement, but you guys went behind your action and did this. So, shout out to HBO. You guys still get my $14.99 at my...
There you go.
Along with other streaming services, but you know, we won't talk about that.
No, we're not talking about that.
And I say it very soft like that because I hate paying for streaming services, but if you got a streaming service that's like HBO, I'm going to pay for it.
There we go.
Because you're not only identifying me, but you're also identifying my friends and the culture that I'm learning. Mm-hmm. So,
just a little smoke. Spectrum, formerly known as Time Warner. You know why the fuck people don't want your TV services? Because they don't include us. On top of that, they don't include choice. So Spectrum, fuck you. Over you. But aside from that, what other smoke you got, friend?
So these niggas is trying to, you have any more positive smoke?
So I have no more positive smoke. Okay. The rest of the smoke I'm about to give is the indication that there's a fire.
Well, on that note.
There you go.
I'll start with the girls on Instagram. So, let me ask you, how do you feel about the City Girls? Your honest opinion.
Okay, so honest opinion.
Overview.
Honest opinion with the City Girls. Now, I am a new City Girls fan. So I remember reading about them in a lot of the media. I know that JT went to prison for fraud. And that's not a shade thing. Those are just the things that I know. But I never really listened to the City Girls. I heard Act Up. I heard a few songs. I heard Twerk here and there. But never really listened to their music. And then I started listening to their music and just hearing what they had to say and hearing their voices. Which one, I am going to call myself an idiot myself for not listening. Because it's something that I can relate to and I love so much already. But I love the City Girls. Carisha. Look, JT, I love you too. Carisha, I feel like I could relate to you on a level that I have not related to with a Black woman in a Spectrum before. Because just knowing your story, reading about the things that you posted, different interviews, your social media, these are things that immediately caught my attention. I'm just like, oh, I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her. So, I love the City Girls.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So, I also love the City Girls. I think they embody woman empowerment. The fact that JT went to prison, like you mentioned. But Carisha. That is a hard name.
It is a hard name, but it's a beautiful one.
Let me tell you.
But
held the group on for her best friend just alone. Mm-hmm. Not even like the famous side of it, but more of like humanality. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, this is my bitch. We about to ride together. We about to get this money. I don't care how long you got. We about to do this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get on this stage. I'm about to pop this pussy. I'm about to do whatever the fuck I got to do mm-hmm. to get this bag. Mm-hmm. And on that, I respect them. I think they both got bars. I think this album that they both just dropped is dope as fuck. I think Creation. I sound like an elementary school teacher. And I have Croatia. It is Carisha. My bad.
I told you four times, Ms. Gardner. It's Carisha. I don't want to have to say it again. My mom told me that you're supposed to have my name right, bitch. So what the fuck?
This is real cute.
However, I love it. So I guess ever since they dropped their latest album, City on Lock, with JT and Carisha on it, I love it. Do you love it?
I love it.
I'm a little biased when it comes to this, but I'm thinking of the more positive because I did the pros and cons.
Right.
They are looking down on the city girls because they only talk about their pussy, their ass, and what they want from a nigga. Which, I mean, like, I don't blame them. Like, me speaking for a nigga.
Let's talk about it.
When I go out to the club, I know that I don't want a relationship. I know that I don't want to date you. When I'm really drunk, it's probably just like a one-night stand. And let's just put a one-night stand as a one-night stand on the table.
Okay,
it's there.
Right.
So, if a woman wants that, why can't a... if a man wants that, why can't a woman want that?
Exactly.
I don't see anything wrong. I do... And this is also where I have the smoke from. We, because I also do it too sometimes, but I'm working, I'm transitioning into like holding these rappers and artists to a higher regard than our parents and our influencers and our community.
Right.
I didn't sign up for this. This is what you get.
Right.
So like, either you take some constructive criticism from this or you don't.
My thing when it comes to that, how people are like, oh, they're only talking about their pussy, or they're only talking about a man who has money, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's not forget ballin'. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget big spendin'. Let's not forget these things. These are the things that these rap niggas are talking about in their videos. They're like, oh, she only wanted to fuck with me because I got a Ferrari or some shit like that.
DJ Uncle Luke?
Or Luke. Are like, oh, well, I got all this money, so this is why you should be fuck with me. I can give you all these things. That's why you should be fuck with me.
French Montana.
All these things. So you cannot be mad at women now. We're like, okay, well, you can only get my pussy if you got six figures in your bank account. Or if he can make you rich, he can make you come. Like, you can't be mad at that. When this whole time in hip-hop, throughout the history of hip-hop, it's been about, look at the cars I got, look at the money I got, look at the houses I got, look at my shoes, look at my fashion, look at my clothes. These are the things you were putting out here, and you were saying that this is why bitches are fucking with you. So now you got a group of women who are like, I'm only gonna fuck with you if you got this. What you mad for? What are you mad for? Think about that. What are you mad when you said that this is what I have? My dollars get your pussy. So then the girl's like, nah, you can't get my pussy if you don't got them dollars. What are you mad about?
Can I chime in? This also brings me back to like the B. Simone statement of her only wanting to date a nigga that works a 9-to-5, which, I mean, she was already canceled before that. But like, if she don't want to date a nigga that works a 9-to-5, okay. If she wants a nigga that owns her own business, okay, I see it. I just think how she went about it was the wrong way.
Yes.
I think we're all entitled to our own opinion.
We are. I think she went about it the wrong way, but you know what, B. Simone? You don't want a man who works 9-to-5? Guess what? I want a Monday through Friday, 9-to-5, and he got me on the weekend, so.
You like 9-to-5? I'm the weekend.
Boom.
I make him lose his mind every weekend.
Right. Now, one thing that I do want to make clear is that if you listen to the actual music, it's not just all about money. It's not all about just money will make you come and all these other things. It's like, wait, not only would I like a man who is financially stable and can support me and hold me down, but also I just want a real nigga. Like, none of these games, not playing around like you one of these boys out here in the streets. Somebody who is about their grown man shit. And that's really what it is. Like, you want somebody who's on their grown man shit. So many times we're taking care of niggas who live in their mama's basement. Or so many times we're taking niggas who have 6 roommates. You can have roommates, again, not a bad thing. But can you imagine
being somebody... I cannot have no damn roommate.
I don't ever want a roommate.
Let me tell you, I did it once and twice. Uh-huh. I thought I learned from the one time, but the second time reminded me why I did it one time.
I did it once, hated it, did it the second time. I was like, Andrew, what the fuck are you doing?
Let me tell you, when you grow up with all women, and you got your own room for X amount of time, and then you get your own bathroom, we have a 5-bedroom house with 1 bathroom. 4 girls, 1 male. When I tell you, I like having my own place.
But I'm not mad at it.
You can come over, but you can't stay the night.
Again, I will never have a roommate again. I'm just not here for that energy. But just think about those things when you're saying these things about, oh, they only want money. Or they're only talking about their pussies. Actually, listen to it. Listen to their lyrics. Listen to what they're saying. Yeah, that's one of the things
they're telling
out there. But they're telling you, aside from that, financial stability is an important thing to them.
And they're confident. I don't want to date no nigga that cannot take care of me.
Yeah.
And not saying it as a gold digger way, but like, if I decide to get pregnant and I want to be a stay-at-home mom, I need you to know that you can take care of both, all three of us.
Right.
What did Birdman say? All three of us.
All three of them. All three of them. I don't want to be with somebody in a relationship if you don't even know how your finances work out. Like, at this point in my life, it's no longer just being cute, going to the club and selfies on Instagram with my man. Mm-hmm. It's, hey, my parents may be dying. I may have to go out on disability from work. At this point in my life, I'm thinking about the end of life and what that's going to be like as opposed to just the moment. I need somebody who's going to be here for the good, the bad, the ugly, and the arguments about dishes.
And some of these bitches got kids.
Right.
So, like, they're not saying, let me use you for your money, but it's just like, if you're going to be with me, can you support me and my child?
There you go.
And again, not you being a father to my child, but if you can't do for me, I can do by myself.
There you go.
Why do I need to bring on this whole other person if you can't do for me?
Right. I'm not
here. I already got to do for somebody else.
Right. I'm not going to take in a mama's boy. I already have my things with my mom, and we know. And we've established it and been adults with each other. I don't got time for you to be saying, oh, I'm going back to my mama's house because you don't like how I treat you. Nigga, then change how you treat me. Don't run to your mama. Like, that's not what we're here for.
That is not
what we're here for. Like, come on now, let's just be honest about it. You can't be mad at a woman who says she wants a financially independent man who's not about running to his mom every time he doesn't know how to pay a bill.
Because if I ask a nigga for X, Y, and Z, and he's like, okay, well, think about it. But then I have a nigga that I say the same exact thing to, and he's like, okay, you know what? Let me work on that.
Two different
things. Take all... of me. I just want to be the first you like.
First you like. Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I was just giving you a little bop to it.
Thank you for translating them for the gays. But to be honest, like, we have to go out for what we're asking for. And it's all about recuperating, too. If that person is going to give you what you want, you also have to be willing to give yourself for that person for what they want.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
And it's communication, really. Just literally talk about it. What do you expect?
Yes. Communication
like,
is key.
Like what do you expect?
So there's so many times that I've, like, been dealing with a nigga Not in a relationship spectrum because I'm not really in that relationship mode. Mm-hmm. But when you just don't voice how you feel, I try to make my place as most of an inviting environment that I can. But there's not much else I can do if you don't speak about how you feel. It's okay to say how you feel.
That is my biggest thing too. Like if you can't tell me what you're going through and how you feel, we don't have nothing to talk about. Like, and I might not even take it personal. I just want to hear what you are going through.
Just tell me what you got to say.
I just want to be that ear that you can lean on.
And your shoulder.
Hey, rain down on me.
That is a gospel song that got nothing to do with getting some pussy. That is a gospel song, sir.
But if you... So I seen this thing on Twitter today where the woman was like this and sucking the bitch's dick. And he was raining down on her. So, kinda.
I mean, yeah.
That's what went through my brain.
Okay, okay.
I retweeted it on This Is Hear Me Out on Twitter. But yeah.
Yes, shameless plug.
Yeah, you know. I got no shame in my
shameless name. Plug. I ain't mean it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, niggas and bitches. Just talk.
There you go.
Be very vulnerable. Tell that nigga and that bitch, and I mean bitch, in the most respectful way as possible. How you feel? You don't get anywhere without letting these niggas know how you feel.
Sometimes you just gotta be in their face. You gotta be real. And you gotta do it.
Yes. So, we were actually talking about the City Girls.
Yes.
But let me read the quote, and this will bring us back to why we went off on the tangent.
Yes.
It says, this is from the girl, JT.
Okay.
City girls are not all about taking money from men, dogging boys, etc. It's about being strong, getting to know, matter what real boss ass bitches do.
She said it.
Because if you think about it, and we can end it on this. Little Kim. Foxy Brown, Nicki Minaj, The City Girls, Sweetie, Trina.
Uh-huh.
They've all talked about the same thing.
Right.
And Trina has been in this game for 10 years. So if they want a nigga that's going to take care of them, let them have it.
First.
Because I want a nigga that's going to take care of me. Probably not the same way that rich bitches want to be taken care of, but... If somebody's gonna love me the way that I can love them, I mean, why not take it? Mm-hmm. And that's on that. Period. And I'm done.
There you go. First.
I do like this.
There you go.
No.
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 First. She got a trick up her
sleeve. I do like
this. Wait for his bitch to leave. Bust down the door and walk straight in the house. I'll put your man on the couch and put my dick in his mouth. Just saying. But go ahead, because you had a whole different train of lyric.
First, I do like this. I put a stink on my face, and I do like this. And I bop to the music. No? Mac Dre.
I'm all for
that. That was Mac Dre. California. I remixed the words, so that is not how they go.
It's okay.
But it is, what song is that? First. Oh, Get Stupid.
By okay. Mac Dre. I'm going to need to listen to it. Yeah, I got to listen to it.
We'll listen to it.
I have one other bit of smoke. To okay. bring to the table. We are going to get a little bit political here.
Oh, good. I like this.
All right. So, the United States reached a milestone today. Can you guess what the milestone is?
Oh, we should have grabbed another bottle of champagne to pop that shit.
You know what? I'll grab the other bottle of champagne.
You know what? Yes.
A little champagne again.
Yes. So, we have an at-home studio. So... We gonna grab the champagne, and we'll be right back to pop this shit so we can go into politics and the fuck that America has been going through.
There we go.
All right?
All right.
So, fill your drinks up, because the more you drink and the more you smoke, the better we sound.
Yes.
So,
the better we look, too.
Yeah.
I imagine if you're on your third the better shot you look, now.
Let's go ahead and do this. All right, y'all. We'll be back.
There we go. Wow.
I love how you can just jump in the character, too.
You gotta know when to switch it on and switch it off.
Money. Whatever you wanna see is done. Money. I don't really need a baby done. Money. All a bad bitch need is done.
I got bands in the coupe.
Busting out the roof.
I got bands in the coupe.
Touch me, I'll shoot.
Shake a little ass. Get a little bag. Take some stuff. Money, get a little cash. Shake real fast, get a little mo. I got bands in the coupe. Busting out the roof. I got bands in the coupe.
Touch me, I'll shoot.
Hey. Okay, so we back.
We are
back. Oh, was that the final call? Empty,
you know,
empty
what?
Champagne bottle.
She's almost empty.
Champagne.
Last of the champagne. Boom.
Yes, so we are here.
Thank you, Bubbly.
Whew. We are here to give you guys the last final call. And you already know how the niggas at the bar go. Try to get your numbers, try to get your shit, and then get the fuck on mom. Wait, what am I trying to say?
Remember what I said earlier.
Up on out.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to start?
Sure, I'll start us off. My last call. My last call is going to go to every single person who is at a Black Lives Matter rally.
Mm.
A Black Lives Matter protest. A Black Lives Matter event. Blackout Tuesday. I'm sorry, y'all. It's not Corona.
Coronavirus. Shit is getting real. Shit is getting real. Shit is getting real. Coronavirus. Shit is getting real.
So I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing. Keep being there. Keep being at each protest. Keep being at each rally. Every time you're out, every time you're speaking, it's a chance for you to have a conversation or at least to inspire one other person. And I appreciate every single person who is at every rally, at every protest. Also make sure you take time to yourself.
Yes, self-care is the best care.
It is. This fight hasn't stopped and it's not going to stop anytime soon. And one of the most things that's going to make it important for us is making your voice heard at the ballot box. These hoes are trying to restrict voting for us. We've seen voter interception. We've seen voter suppression. We've seen these things happening just in the primaries. So in this major election that's coming up, don't you be silent. Say something they'll attack you for. Say something that's going to spark a conversation. Say something that's going to make people who are next to you feel uncomfortable. Because your voice matters.
Did you see them niggas closing the polling boxes early? In Omaha.
Uh-huh. That is another form of voter suppression.
I just don't understand. Uh-huh. I want a silence for not understanding.
Okay. Moment of silence for not understanding. But them hoes don't get too much silent for me, because, bitch, we still coming. The education.
Is you rolling? Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be. Am I rolling?
Okay.
Bitch, I might be. Bitch, I might be.
All right. What's your final last call?
So my final last call would be from the good old Twitter that has recently been giving me gems of life.
Mm-hmm.
This tweet comes from J0N_J0N. And I gotta say it like that because, you know, niggas don't know John from John John.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, remember who you are. Remember you are a work in progress. Be patient and kind to yourself. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. And that hit home for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. And you just got to believe in yourself in the process. And you keep dropping this shit on down onto the flow.
I'm so sorry.
Down to the flow. Drop down low and bring it up. Mm-hmm. Step on them. What? Step on them. Kick on them. Swag to the left. Swerve the right, work the middle, middle. See, hurt a little. Oh. Okay. That's all
before
I have.
Before I let go.
That's all I have.
Before I let go. Before I let go. Before I let go.
But literally, y'all, you just gotta believe in yourself and just trust in the process. It is hard right now. We are going through times of things that our ancestors did not go through. And we just gotta continue to fight. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. Take that chance. Because you never know. If you don't, how cool will it be for you to be like, I remember during the pandemic of COVID-19 that I was doing X, Y, and Z. I made this. I did that. That'd be dope to me. To me, it will be dope. But it's happening right now, but we gotta look towards the future.
Uh-huh.
So, I can't wait to get on this motherfucking shit and be like, remember last year we was going through a COVID-19?
Uh-huh.
And we are here, what now?
Hey.
We are here now.
Get me into it.
But for real, that's my final let's call. We just gotta believe in ourselves and we just gotta trust in what we got going on. Fucking what everybody else got to say or what they think we're doing or all this other shit. So I say go ahead and be yourself. Go ahead and be yourself. Go ahead and be yourself. Go ahead and free yourself. Go ahead and free yourself.
I just want to give one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, and this is for Mike Shinoda. If you're not familiar with Mike Shinoda, just look him up. He raps. And with everything we have said today, his quote fits in perfectly.
Perfectly.
Meanwhile, the leader just talks away, stuttering and mumbling for nightly news to replay. And at the rest of the world watching at the end of the day, both scared and angry, like, what did he say? That is literally where we're at. I'm done.
Friend, you ain't gonna give me no shit like that. Real quick, fast, and hurry.
Uh-huh. Just think about that. The next time you turn off the news and you're scared and angry and you're like, what the fuck did this bitch say? I'm out, y'all.
All right, I'm done with my final call. Where can they find you at if they want to hear more of you?
So you can hear me on all of the major podcast platforms that are out there. And you can find me on all of the social medias at Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy. Or look for AJ Vandertunt. Vandertunt is spelled exactly how it stands. It starts with
Vandertunt.
Vandertunt. Cunt without a T. Without a C. But honestly, just look us up. Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy. I'm here for it. I'm here with my friend Marco D on the beat. So tell us where you can find us, you at.
Hey, you can find me at all streaming services at this. It's Hear Me Out, and that is all socials. You can find me on all podcast platforms at Hear Me Out Podcast, and you'll see a fucking sexy-ass picture of me, but that's me being humble, and I'm sitting down. But you see what I did there? Wordplay. But before we end our episode, you know what I like to do?
What?
We're going to leave with song association.
Okay.
So you have 10 seconds to think of a word, and I have to come up with a song, and vice versa. So, 10.
Poppin'.
I get it on and poppin'.
Okay.
Poppin'. That's Chris Brown. That's all I know. But you know what song I would say, yeah.
I'm a poppin' ass bitch, let me remind ya. Don't hide, I can always come and find ya.
Hey!
Ain't no bitch in me, bitch, come proper.
Hey, hey, hey!
Alright.
That's all you did?
No, I know that's all you did. But I was gonna do it.
Cause I'm not trying to get sued.
Yeah. Cause I know okay. Rico Nasty, I love you, but I can't wreck this song. That's you.
Oh, Rico Nasty. First of all, you're a really good artist, and I love you. You have brought some gems into my life, and I respect you for them.